this person asking me about how I came to her, to the place where I could have certain kind of abilities. Well, I call them knowing. I mean, I searched deep within myself about myself, about certain things that I knew were unique about myself. And as I invest a lot of time into knowing me, things that, you know, about life, things that you would have made me wonder, we're now, you know, making sense, fitting in. And while all this was happening, you see people come around, some are like identifying with what you're bringing out to be of a blessing to people, and some are there to kind of tag along and see where they can, you know, fit in and what they can take away, you know. So it's always some trying to get something off. That's what they come with, different sort of motives initially. Before you know it, they'll be engaging, and it sort of look like they're finding interest in you, but they're just sort of trying to know what the secret to your power is. They want to have some of that, and they just don't know how. So coming to you is some sort of way of trying to, you know, see if they can tap from that. So you go and tell them about, oh, this is what you do. You see them running into it at that time, not knowing the reason why you're actually doing what you do. Even if they ask questions, it might not be the right questions to give them the actual answer to make them understand what exactly made you do that specific spiritual work. So it could be even what made you pick up that book and, you know, go through it and read it. They'll never understand that, because, you know, you're just telling them aspect of what you can recall and importance of what you're doing in as relating to maybe stars, gazing, the moon, the cycle, the seasons, and the timing as well, you know, to mention a few. And some, after some time, would kind of feel like they've known everything. They just want to know that stuff that you've made up. But somehow, because I am not me, I'm not my thoughts, when these things come through me, they are fed with impressions of something they don't actually need. They run after a certain aspect of information when thinking like they've acquired and they've known all there is about a specific spiritualism, or all there is about getting enlightened, for instance. But at the end of the day, they find that there are more technologies out there, more sciences. People actually carrying out more experiments and finding out new stuff. that they don't even know what to believe anymore, what to use, or how each one of them are important or relevant to the application individually. So what I'm saying is, when you crave for a gift, be it spiritual, wealth, be it knowledge, wisdom, whatever it is, before you crave for that gift, you should make sure you know why you're craving for it. Not just for the sake of it, but know exactly what it symbolizes. Know exactly what you want to do with it. And know exactly what requirement, like what amount of devotion you can put into it. Because it's like opening the Pandora's box, you know, and once it's open, you can't close it, you know, you can't close it. So it is always important that people get a clear understanding about whatever spiritual path they're taking, what it involves, what it entails, as well as what they can stand. You know, because in as much as we say, oh, we all have a gift, the same gift, but the amount of understanding or application might differ slightly, or might differ more or very significantly, because you might just go and get something that you don't really need for your life, because you don't even know what you need that for. You just want to get it because someone else have it. So in other words, you look at it, it's sort of like envy. I want what you have. I want it. I want it. I want what you have. You don't know why you want it, but you just want to be among. And, you know, you want to have that, claw it together. And then when you hold that, what do you do with it? What do you do with it? Maybe go out and show off and say, oh, this is what you know, this is how you know, to be able to speak among your friends, your peers, or, you know. But outside that, what does that knowledge give you, your immediate family, yourself? Or what opening are you trying to open? Where are you trying to get to? You have to know that. It's not enough to say you want to acquire certain knowledge, just like how you go and look for ways of making money, for instance. You know, spiritual path is not like that. You know, it takes a lot of devotion and timing, and you really, really need to know. Otherwise, there might be repercussions, because you might just go and use stuff that you don't understand in a negative way, that might come back and hurt you. So it's very, very, very important. I'm bringing this up because I notice that, you know, people sometimes crave for stuff just because the next man has it. They personally don't even know how that is going to impact their lives. They just want to be among, you know, the clan, or among the group of people that are up there, so to speak, whereas the group of people that get these gifts might just be down there following the path of least resistance, as low as water, you know, while you're climbing a mountain claiming to know enlightenment. It might just be the other way around, you know. So peace, love, and light to you, and I want you to ponder on this evening. Peace. Yeah, if you find any of the content interesting and you feel like asking me a question, feel free to reach me on zazamagicudi@gmail.com. So that's zazamagicudi@gmail.com. I'll be writing that as the title of this segment, so you can copy that as well. And, you know, send the questions in and I'll try and answer them as an episode or within one of my episodes that I create. Hope to hear from you soon. Peace. Have a lovely day.